Item one is an application for a rezoning for land located at 2124 Pembina Highway under file DAZ-204 of 2008.
Okay, we have the applicant is John Postansky. John, you have somebody else with you who I believe hasn't filled out one of these forms yet?
Thank you, Councillor. Mr. Kim is here with me. Him and his wife will be the owner-operators of the tea house.
Okay, but he needs to fill out a form before
he
leaves.
Sure, I'll get him to fill one out.
Okay. Proceed. Give us a general idea of what it is you want to do here and what, if any, area concerns you anticipate and how you're going to address them.
Well, thank you very much for hearing us this evening, councillors. We're here tonight on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Kim. They're looking at purchasing and converting 2124 Pembina Highway from a rental property into a commercial tea house, of which will be owner-occupied. We're here today to ask you to grant us the permission to undergo such an operation. The operation that we're anticipating will be housed in a new construction building, approximately 1,000 square feet, and will be owner-occupied. The front of the premise will accommodate parking. We anticipate and we only want access from Pembina Highway, so access will be ingressing onto the property and egressing back out onto Pembina. No, just to make this clear for everyone, we want no access for commercial traffic or for customer traffic onto Thatcher Drive. I understand in speaking with some of the residents here this evening that there might have been some concerns that we're looking at Thatcher. Rest assured, we want no access. What we've actually done is applied for a C1 zoning. The C1 zoning does not permit and will not allow any drive-throughs, any type of heavier commercial activity. What we're looking for is to create a business and a resident for Mr. and Mrs. Kim in which they would be able to continue their family business, which is that of operating a tea house. Having said that, we're looking at removing the garage at the back, renovating the existing building, and doing a residential addition onto the back of the building. We're looking at cleaning up the property. We're looking at removing any and all of the residential problems or tenancy problems that you have faced over the last several years. And I have had an opportunity to go out and view the property, and I can certainly appreciate your concerns with everything from garbage, parking on the side streets, untidy, unsightly, with the Kims coming in and creating a family-owned and operated business. You're going to be seeing quite a difference there. What we're looking at here is creating the mix between a commercial and residential. We can see some positive effects that some commercial development has had on Pembina Highway. It's my understanding within the last 10 years there has been some a redevelopment on the southeast side of Pembina at Thatcher, and that has allowed for some commercial development and also some additional residential. What we're looking at doing is not splitting the property. What we're looking at is combining the opportunity for an owner-occupied buffer between the residential and commercial on Pembina Highway. We are, with having Mr. and Mrs. Kim purchasing the property, committing to a long-term commitment to the community. They're adding a substantial private investment. Not only are they looking at purchasing the property during this buyer or seller's market, but they're also looking at developing and adding a new residential component. They're also looking at adding new commercial opportunities through the only use of a tea house. And I think that's pretty much all I have to say. If there are any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them, and certainly looking forward to hear what the residents may have to say.
Councillor Vandell, any questions?
No, it's pretty straightforward.
I'll reserve till after I listen to the rest of the folks here on this matter.
One other item that before we step down is my understanding is that there's a cement pad on Thatcher that might be housing the, I believe it's a collection box of some sort. My understanding that the residents may have a concern that at one time it was part of going to be the beginning of a driveway or a back lane or some sort of access. If they're concerned about that, we'll undertake to see how we can get it removed, either working with the city if it's on city property or if it's on our property, removing it, so just to ensure that there are no concerns about access onto Thatcher.
So no access even for the residential component of the building?
For the residential component, that's different than the commercial. They are planning to access their property from the back, so they still got to have a driveway for them to access their garage, where they can park the car.
Directly into a garage?
Pardon me?
Directly into a garage?
Correct. Now, the actual design of that has yet to be determined, but we don't plan on changing the current configuration where there's a side drive right now.
Okay. I have several people here registered in opposition, or two in opposition, two for information. Before I call any of them down, I'll ask if there's anybody else here in support of this application. Okay, I have two people here registered in opposition, and we'll bring them down. You can come down and speak if you wish. If somebody's already said what you wanted to hear, or if your concern's been addressed, you don't have to come down and say. So I'll start with Candace Katsaronis. Candace?
Hi, Candace Katsaronis. I live directly across from where they're proposing the tea house. And my concerns are the access to the property, which I know, I don't remember your name, that you've said it will be off Pembina. But my concern is with the people coming to the tea house, not realizing, turning down our street, turning into our driveway, to turn around to go back, realizing they've turned too soon. Parking in the front of our house, and mainly parking and, garbage.
And garbage. So when you say garbage, you mean like where you would site your garbage pickup?
Well, you know, where they're going to house it and how and...
Okay. So let me just, the access, though, the off of Pembina Highway is one thing. Your concern is that if traffic is coming down Pembina Highway heading northbound, that they will make the turn onto Thatcher and then have to back into a driveway to get turned around, or?
Which will be our driveway.
Which would be your driveway, yes. Okay. I see where you are now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. We'll take that up with Mr. Prostansky when he returns.
Okay.
Wait one moment. Councillor Vandell?
What sort of, do you have parking restrictions through signage on your street?
There is parking restrictions. I don't recall the limits, but there's already additional parking now because of the existing chiropractic business. Parking right in front of our
so
house.
There are people parking already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Next I have... Lindsay Lane and Shirley Lane.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Lane, and we live at 116 Thatcher Drive. And our concern is the additional traffic down that street, because the street is between University Crescent and Pembina Highway, And we get a lot of throughway traffic with the students already. And they have put up parking signs so that kids can't park there, but that goes only until 5:30 because those are the hours of university. And the concern is the parking on the street is going to be taken up even more now after 5:30 because if you look at the lot, I don't know how many parking spots you've allotted for this new property, but it can't hold that much, or from what I've seen, because there's another business that's kind of in front of it on Pembina Highway that already has a parking lot. So from what I can tell, it could hold maybe 3 or 4 cars max, and I think that a T or a business will take up more parking spot than that. So the concern is that they'll start taking up our street, and there'll be additional traffic that's going down our street. Because we get a lot. We have so much already to the point where they've put a speed bump on the road, and we're concerned that it's going to generate even more traffic. And there are kids on the street who ride their bike and stuff, and it's a concern, safety concern.
Okay. Any questions, Councillor Vendel? You don't know whether your parking restriction right now is 1 hour or 2 hour, do you?
It's 2 hours.
2 hour?
It's 1 hour? Okay, I lied. It's 1 hour.
There's no lying at community committee.
Sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anybody else here in opposition to this application that hasn't spoken or wishes to speak? I have two people here for information. William Phillip. William, would you like to speak? Oh, you have to come down to speak.
Yes, William Phillip, 123 Thatcher Drive. So I'm more or less in the middle of Thatcher. Having spoken to Mr. Prostansky this evening, he's more or less answered the questions I wanted. No access from Thatcher Drive into the property. The main access for the business would come from Pembina Highway. Other than that, the only thing I have heard is that just immediately behind the garage, the existing garage, now I'm not a tree hugger, but I'm going to tell you, there's a 40-foot tree there, and there's hawks, so special birds flying there every summer. I haven't heard anyone complain about it, but it'd be nice if that tree was left. Other than that, we have no problem.
Okay. Dan, any questions?
No. Oh,
thank you, Mr. Phillip. The final name I have here is M.R. Ragavir. Would you like to speak, or have you heard what you need to hear? Is that Mr. or M.R.? I think it's M.R.
I came here and had a chance to meet with the gentleman and got some information. And I understand it's going to be a commercial residential development. And as long as the entrance for the commercial part, the tea house, is on Pembina, and the residential part enters on Thatcher, it should be all right. Things should work out. That's what I think. And the other thing is there should be sufficient parking space in that area itself, and that may solve the problem of people parking on Thatcher Drive. So if the tea house can accommodate, I don't know how many people, how large the plans are. So there should be sufficient parking space inside. Just like on the other side of Thatcher, we have a chiropractic office now and some residents behind it. They have enough parking space there to handle the crowds which come in. So if that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Prostansky. Is anybody else here to speak on this item that hasn't spoken, wishes to register and speak? No? John, the access off of Pembina Highway, garbage, traffic and parking on Thatcher Drive, and the large tree. And maybe before you start into any of those items, perhaps you can tell us about the nature of a tea house, what it is, what sort of, is it a sit-down place? Is it a place that sells teas to, you know, like dry tea, or is it wet tea, or?
Yeah. I've learned a lot. I have learned a lot about the tea house business under this particular application. The best way to describe this operation is to definitely tell you it has no relationship or very little comparability to a coffee house North American style. Mr. and Mrs. Kim, being from Korea, are bringing their family business here to Canada. What they will have is a very quiet pickup, takeout style business. What it is you will be able to get some tea, you'll probably be able to get some coffee, you will be able to pick up dainties. I didn't bring a menu. I beg for your forgiveness for not bringing a menu, but the food items will be non-commercial in nature. By that, I mean we are not going to be putting in a hood. There is going to be no heavy cooking. We're not going to be deep frying the food. Any type of food preparation that will be sold or done at this location will be able to be done out of a stove that one may have. There is going to be no need for heavy ventilation because it's non-existent. So to sum it up, you'll have dainties, you will have of an Asian type. You know, you'll get desserts. You will get something that someone may want to pick up either on the way to work or on the way home. You will definitely, and I can guarantee you, have the residents in this neighborhood coming by to visit and to enjoy the wares. We're anticipating that it will be more of residential traffic, although, of course, you're not going to be able to make a business work without the drive-up. Hence, that is why we have seven parking stalls. The staff parking, which will be the Kim's, because it will be owner-operated, will be in the back in the residential component. There is no anticipation for hiring outside. Both Mr. and Mrs. Kim will be doing the preparation and serving on their own. We're anticipating at any one time that you will have 2 to 3 customers come in. We have a requirement we've allowed for 5 parking stalls, so we believe that should suffice.
Say that again, John.
I believe that we're going to have 2 to 3 customers at any one given time. We've allowed and we've in our plan have put down 5 parking stalls.
5 or 7?
5. 5 up front, 2 at the back, in terms of the garage.
Oh, okay.
Because in any type of commercial operation, you'd have to have parking for staff to come and go. In terms of access to the property, I can definitely relate to the concerns of the residents at 178 Thatcher. When I was there, and I looked at the situation that I currently saw at the time. There was people coming and going from the house. It is a residential property. We have no control over the current operation. We have no control over the lack of or the implementation of the current owners. And I'm not suggesting the current owner is wayward in this, but certainly when you do have tenants and they're young in nature, their ability to operate within a good neighbor policy sometimes either is lacking or needs to be developed. Mr. and Mrs. Kim really do believe in practicing the good neighbor policy because they want their neighbors to be clients of theirs. So So in terms of the parking issue, we certainly have concerns too, because we don't want to be blamed for the parking issues that are currently on the street. And having seen Thatcher Drive, its proximity to the university, we understand why that there's a one-hour parking requirement. If there wasn't, I'm sure the staff and students at the university would be filling that up on a regular basis, day in and day out. We certainly don't hope, and our customers that do come in, or the Kim's customers that do come into the property, if they have any concerns with our customers pulling onto Thatcher and using their parking lots as a turnaround, please come by and tell us, or communicate this to the Kims. They will themselves work with their customers to make sure that they don't do that. I believe when I was speaking with when I was speaking with the family over at 178 Thatcher, it was snowing out that day. It was a blistery day, and I could see cars had come in and used their parking lot to turn around. Unfortunately, we have no control over that, even with the new operation. But if some of it can be and found to be in our fault or our customer's fault, we'll make every effort to discuss that with our customers. I'm sure the customers will be more than reasonable not to do that. In terms of the garbage, our garbage plan, because the nature is to be very low in usage and density and turnover, we anticipate minimal garbage. The garbage containers that we're going to be building will either be one of two different locations. Either we'll house it completely within the garage, and because it's going to be such a small portion, and between recycling and compacting papers and doing everything that's positive in today's environment, the garbage component's going to be minimal. And we'll be able to work through that with the planner in terms of the design, in terms of how it's to not to have a negative impact for the community. In terms of parking after 5, I appreciate that there's an existing problem. We don't want to contribute to it. We want to be part of the solution. And I think by allowing this redevelopment to go through, the parking problem, that we will become part of the solution, because currently what happens is the people who come to visit, that the current residents, and I've seen this many times because I spoke with, at the request of the city when I was filing, I went to go speak to people at 184, 178, 172, 163, and those houses. And I had to go back, I think, 5 times to catch everyone at home, because I went to speak with the people immediately impacted by the property. I could see that the people that were at the current house, they would have friends coming over. They would park half on the driveway, half on the boulevard. They're young university kids, and not to fault them, because they will be our future leaders one day, but they're not as concerned probably with some of the residential neighbors. By allowing this development to go through, you immediately eliminate that problem. Immediately. Because the Kims will not be having that type of traffic coming. And if they do have people coming to visit, they won't be using the public boulevard as a parking space, or they won't be using the north side of Thatcher's Lane, the side immediately on the property accessing the location as a parking lot. That's not going to happen. So rest assured, I think some of the parking issues are going to get cleaned up. And I think some of the problems turning around are people that are currently coming to the Thatcher Pemina property. That's going to be eliminated. In terms of the existing tree, what we want to do is, although we're planning on new construction and new development, which is always good for communities. If you look at the existing garage, lack of a better term, we could probably have one of our health inspectors come there and ask them to clean it up. With new construction and the construction value, if you're looking at the cost of a 1,000-square-foot building plus the addition of a new garage and some living quarters, you're looking at approximately $300,000 of new construction going to be done at that location. That particular corner will be a beautiful access point into the community. Instead of having a nice development on the south side of the property with, I believe it's a professional office, chiropractor, and then you got two beautiful new homes, you will now also have a designated, beautiful, new addition going into that. That will now become part of what people see coming down Pembina Highway, and for those individuals accessing or visiting the folks on Thatcher, they'll be seeing a cleaner community, a newer community, and that will also increase their property values. So being able to allow this to go through, you eliminate problems, you're going to increase property values, and at the same time, you're helping a family live the Canadian dream. Having said that, councillors, I believe I have nothing else to say unless there are some questions.
I have a couple. The hours of operation in the development agreement here, the recommendation are stated that the hours of operation of the subject business be limited to 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday to Sunday.
I've spoke to the Kims through their interpreter, and they have no problem with that. I had a little bit of concerns with it, and I was coming prepared to ask you from instead of 8 to 10, 7 to 11, but they're happy with 8 to 10.
I was thinking that it maybe should be a shorter time period. If traffic on the street is going to be an issue, you're getting into sort of after 8 to after 9, you could have some problems there.
The issue from shortening it, you still got to remember Pembina Highway is a commercial nature, and the current issues that are on Thatcher Drive, if the lady who was speaking earlier says it's an after 5 p.m., adding the tea house with having their own parking will not be adding to the traffic on Thatcher. So the 8 to 10, they're happy with that.
Okay, and you're aware that the complete plan approvals, you know, the siting of garbage and the building locations and everything have to return here to the community committee, so that if we want to see the tree in there, that have to be dealt with here at community committee. We want to see the
issue of the tree. We want to try and keep as many of the trees there as possible. That's going to add to the attractiveness of the property. Some of them are mature trees. They look nice. They add to the character. It would be in the Kim's best interest in terms of maintaining as many as possible.
Okay, any questions, Councillor Vandell? Okay, you can stand on. I think we have enough information here to make a decision. We had a couple of late.
We had submissions for people who registered for the hearing, but the hearing was already underway and we're in rebuttal, so they won't be called to speak, but you will be mailed a copy of the decision.
You'll be recognized as part of the process. If there are any issues that come up with the decision, you'll be fully informed. Okay. I guess I got a couple of questions for our planner before I do anything here. One is, I'm always a little bit leery when we have such a, you know, I don't think that we're ever going to have a softer rezoning of a property when you get on a street of a nature like this. You know, we've got I drive by this property every day, and it does look fairly run down. This is a pretty, nice application for a property like this. But I do have some concerns. The first is around the hours of operation, and I'm wondering if there's a way that we can review the hours of operation in 1 year to see if they need to be pulled back Can we put that in as a recommendation that there are any complaints that are a result as of hours of operation?
We could, if I understand you correctly, you want to impose the condition, current condition for the hours of operation just for a period of 1 year to be.
I would just like to have it reported back to you. Well,
I think of how we, after it's 1 year. It's in the zoning agreement, so I'm not sure how we. We need a zoning agreement amendment.
We need a zoning agreement amendment.
Yeah. You'd have to have another public hearing. Yeah. No. You can do it. We've done something similar, but it will require that the applicant has to come back with a zoning agreement amendment and go through the process again, the full process. So.
Okay, and extending the parking ban is something that we don't do here. We do that through another process.
No, that's right.
So that's not something that we can do here either.
No.
The other piece is I've had in the past where we have a nice application and then they get the approval, then somebody applies for a variance because they want to change something, but the variance doesn't come back here to community committee. It goes to the Board of Adjustments. So, you know, when we're sort of going down a path for a particular piece of property, an applicant can go to the Board of Adjustment for a variance after the fact.
Well,
can we put a clause in here that any variances have to come back to the community?
No, I don't believe so, but what you can do, if you're concerned about the use changing, you know, my feeling was that there aren't any, under the C1 zoning, there are no really onerous uses. So there are some conditional uses in what you can do. If you feel really concerned about the use changing, then what I would suggest you do is restrict the use of the site to, of the zoning. Just restrict the use to the proposed tea room and the residential component.
So it's not within our power to include in the zoning agreement that any future variances on this property reach community committee?
No, we can. You can. We've tried to do this.
The charter dictates.
Yeah, it's.
Type of application.
Numerous times I've tried to get variances and conditional uses that were related to a specific application brought back, and they won't do it.
The only time we'll hear a variance or conditional use is if it comes with the rezoning.
That's right. You know, I think that any of the uses that you may be concerned about, Mr. Chairman, are probably conditional uses. Should there be an application for a conditional use?
What I'm concerned about is we're giving this piece of land C1 zoning.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's a nice-looking application right now. You know, that's for that piece of property, I don't think you'll ever get an easier application on it, or it'll sit there with that building, you know, collapsing and deteriorating or
sure.
Rowdy's renting it for who knows how long. So I'm just trying to get some insurance for the people on Thatcher Drive that we're not going to have something else go in there that may have a lot more traffic or, you know, the additional,
yes.
The residential space gets expanded into C1 usage.
Well, then the only way you could really do that would be with a restriction in the zoning agreement. We can restrict, and we'd have to go through the listing right now if we felt, you know, list off the number of uses which you didn't feel would be a problem for the neighborhood and limit the use of the site to those uses.
Can we not just limit,
or we can limit it just to the uses being proposed?
Of a tea house?
Yes,
and add for the 1,000 whatever square feet that are
yes.
in here?
Yes, we can.
And the remainder of the building? Of the building.
Yes, and, okay. and which would require that should it change or should somebody want to change it, so the ownership change, they would have to come back to community committee with a zoning agreement amendment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that I will...
report be taken as read.
That's what I'm moving. Now you got to call the question.
All in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor, contrary, carried.